Hi, I'm Rick of AncientChess.com, co-author with Jean-Louis Cazot of A World of Chess, Its Development and Variations Through Centuries and Civilizations. I'm going to show you today how to play Chinese chess, known as Xiangqi. This game is played by more than a billion people all over China, spread around the globe by Chinese influence, also particularly popular in Vietnam. The board has special markings, and the pieces are played on the intersections of lines, not on the squares. An extra row is added in the center. This is the river, and it has the words River Chu Border Han, referring to a crucial battle around 202 BC. But that's not important to learn to play the game. It's easy now to learn a few Chinese characters to identify the pieces. This children's book shows how written Chinese evolved from simple line drawings. For instance, here's a picture of a horse, a simple line drawing, a formalized rendition, and then that's stylized with brush strokes. You still see the 4 feet and the tail. An elephant raising its trunk here, simplified, formalized, and then stylized. A very clear example is the cart, or in this game, it's a chariot. The basic idea is shown. It's simplified as seen from above, then formalized, and then stylized to make it a nice brushstroke ideogram. One more thing to show how Chinese characters can derive their meanings. This character indicates something wrapped up. You see something inside, wrapped by the outer line. That becomes formalized in a sort of block style. And then that's rendered with the paintbrush. Combined with the figure meaning fire, we have wrapped fire, meaning a cannon. A Chinese student will know about 1,600 characters by the age of 8 years old. To enjoy this game, you just need to learn a few. Here's your chariot. It starts in the corner and plays on the intersections of the lines and moves straight forward, backward, left or right, exactly like a rook in chess. Sometimes we just call this piece the rook. Next is the horse. Remember, it has the 4 feet and the tail. It starts next to the chariot. Its move combines one step straight followed by one step diagonally. It's sort of like a knight in chess, but this piece can be blocked. You see here, the soldier or pawn prevents the horse from going to the points to the left. It can still start off in the other directions and it can return, but it can't go through to those 2 points on the left. If the soldier were not there, it could go to those points with no problem. This diagram from the book shows the horse can move to the points with dots, or it can capture the soldier in the square. But the soldier on the left and the cannon below it prevent it from moving those other directions. Here's an interesting situation. The red horse can capture the black horse. Remember, it moves straight first and then diagonally. But the black horse cannot capture the red horse. The soldier obstructs the first part of its move. Now, the elephant. The piece moves 2 points diagonally, no more, no less. The elephant also can be obstructed if a piece stands on that point that it would be passing over. Can't go that way, can only go these ways. Now, the elephant is also limited to its own side of the board. It can't go over the river. In fact, the elephant is limited to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points on the entire board. Limited, but these points are very important. There are two elephants and they naturally defend one another. If you take one, the other would take you. But note that if something comes between them, that defensive line is broken. The initial array in Chinese chess is perfectly symmetrical left to right. Next in line is the advisor. This character actually means scholar. This piece moves only on these diagonal lines. This little square of 9 points is the palace. While other pieces move freely through it, the advisors stay within it for the entire game. There are two of these staunch defenders. Equivalent to the king in international chess, Chinese chess has the general. That is the one you must protect and that you seek to checkmate on the opposite side. The general moves straight forward, backward, left or right, but not diagonally. This piece also must stay within the palace, and his limited move can make him quite vulnerable. Now, unique to this line of chess evolution, we have the cannon, rapid fire. The starting position of these two pieces is marked on the board. For its regular move, this piece moves exactly like the chariot, or like a rook. But to capture, this piece does something really special. It moves in the same direction, but it must have just one piece serving as a screen, which it leaps over and captures on the other side. In this position, it can't go back. Any piece can block it. It can only make that leap when it's capturing. So, if the horse had moved out of the way, the cannon could not leap at all. It only leaps when there's something to capture. Here's an interesting point. What if we have the cannon threatening the horse, but this other horse tries to stop it by capturing the screen piece? It's no use. The capturing horse has become the new screen piece. In this diagram, the cannon can move to any of the black dots or capture the pieces marked by squares. Finally, of course, we have the foot soldiers or pawns. There are 5 of them, starting on the points that are marked on the board. They move one step forward and capture in the same way. There's no diagonal capture as you have in international chess. After the pawn crosses the river, it has the option of moving left or right as well. As it approaches the opposing palace, it can become a powerful attacker. But on reaching the end of the board, it does not get promoted. It moves only left and right for the rest of the game. In the diagram, soldiers can move to the dotted points or capture the opposing piece. So here we have it all set up. The two sides represent opposing forces, so some pieces are marked differently. The central red piece says something like commander-in-chief, while the black marking translates simply as general. While we call this piece the elephant, which is the meaning of the black marking, the red can actually be translated as a minister. There can be some small differences in the other pieces, but the soldiers are always different. One side says soldier, the other refers more to the infantry. All these opposing pieces play exactly the same, but the differences add to the symbolism of a conflict between opposing cultural groups. Let's talk about the generals never facing each other. We'll start with a few soldier moves, one soldier crossing the river, then a horse move. Now this soldier is the only piece on the line between the two generals. The generals are not allowed to face each other with no intervening pieces. So for now, the soldier is pinned, not allowed to move off of that line. This becomes a very important limitation, as we shall see. Let's look at a simple way of trapping the general, which is confined to the palace. The two are not allowed to face each other, so each is on a different line. Let's say black has just a pawn or soldier. After it crosses the river, it is allowed to move either forward or sideways. The black general prevents the red general from moving to the side, so red just goes forward and back as the soldier approaches. The black general stays in the center, preventing red from escaping. Finally, Red has no possible move without being captured. Black wins. Although the Red General is stalemated, not in check, but with no legal move, this is a win in Chinese chess. Red is at a loss, and his game is lost. Let's look at repeated moves and perpetual attack. The black general prevents the red general from moving to the center line. Each side has two soldiers and two chariots, and it is red to move. Now, black is threatening checkmate by moving the chariot in line with the red general, so red just puts black in check, and black is obliged to move the general out of check. Red could continue to check black indefinitely, but in Chinese chess, this is not allowed. Red must finally make a different move, even though it is admitting defeat, and black wins by checkmate. Different Chinese chess sets can have interesting differences, so let's look at some typical variations. Here's a chariot or a rook. Here's the same thing from a different set in a slightly more cursive style. The red side sometimes has this added character, two strokes on the left. That indicates a person. It's no big deal. It just adds to the differences between the two sides. A set with international symbols simply has a chariot wheel for this piece. You remember the horse with his 4 feet, the tail, and the great mast of a mane. Those feet can be stylized in different ways. And often in modern sets, the 4 feet are replaced by a simple line. It's the same figure in a sort of cursive brush styling. Here's a set with a variation between the two sides. The blue side has the standard 4 feet showing, while red is just a straight line at the bottom for the feet, plus the symbol for a person. It's the same piece, just accentuating the difference between the two sides. And of course, the international symbol is simply a portrait of a horse's head. You remember this is the elephant and the minister, which is the same piece on the red side. And here they are in a more cursive style. As you would expect, the international symbol is just an elephant's head, the same on both sides. The advisors can also have that symbol for a person on the red side. And as you know, the generals are quite different from each other. And they can be sketched out in different styles. That difference won't give you any trouble in the game. And here's the same thing with a moderately cursive style. Now, the cannons look a little different on the cursive side, but you see the similarity. The blue one is interesting. Remember the symbol for wrapped fire? The blue one says wrapped stone, indicating more of a catapult. Two sides with different rock hurling technologies. The play on the board, of course, is the same. My international set seems to be running out of ideas here, just concentric circles for this piece. And there are these two types of soldier pawns. I think the coloring of this set is actually a mistake. The blue figure should be red and the fuchsia one should be blue or black. No matter. Pawn is a foot soldier. Of course, this international set just has them as pictures of pawns. Let's look at a few opening moves. The chariot often lines up in the center, attacking the soldier and getting in line with the general. The opposing chariot can do the same thing. Now, if red captures the black soldier, putting the black general in check, black's chariot can leap over to capture the red soldier. Black is okay since the red soldier has no intervening screen to allow capture of the general. None of these red pieces can move in front of the general now, since it would create a screen for the black cannon to make a capture. Let's look at just a few more moves. Once again, Red threatens the black soldier. This time, Black defends the soldier with a horse. We'll see what happens if Red attacks that same soldier a second time with the cannon coming in from the side. Well, Black can bring in a horse as a second defender. Red also brings a horse forward. Then Black moves the soldier, allowing his horse at some point to move up to the river. The red horse cannot do the same. It's blocked by its own soldier. Red develops a chariot, attacking the black cannon. You see, this game is very dynamic from the very beginning. Let's glance now at just a few different sets. And a few different concepts for making the game easier on the eyes of the standard international player. I hope you'll go right away to xiangqi.com. It's a safe, free, and easy way to just start playing Xiangqi. This has been an AncientChess.com production.